Hi there, and welcome to Beauty Pop, the show that will keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, hair, and skincare, bearing in mind that true beauty comes from the soul. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop. This week, we are going to talk about what's popping in beauty, starting off with the color of the week. Now, white is this week's color. White is always in style. You have winter whites, and you can pair that with bold hues to head and toe eggshell ensembles. It's a seasonless fashion staple. Absolutely every season, from Christmas to spring to fall and summer, you can wear it. And that old wives' tale about you can't wear white anymore after Labor Day, pish tosh. No more. Forget it. Throw it out the window. You can wear white whenever you want to. However, it does have to be the appropriate shade of white. So bear that in mind and wear white all the time. Now, speaking of fashion, you'll be very glad to know that the trend for spring this 2014 year is you. That's right. Now, according to Vogue magazine, fashion for 2014 is about the charisma of the individual. It's the charm, and it's being rare and unique. That is the trend. So whether you're choosing a deeply quirky, bedazzled bag or a copper lamé party frock that speaks directly to your soul, we've all been there, it's character that counts. So that means be free. Be free to be bold and daring. If you want to dabble in rhinestones and hang out with the feathers and crystals and beads, it's the return of maximum embellishment, like the electric spangle of sequins, the clink of fast bracelets, and the sassy swing and fling of fringe. That's what's happening on the runways for spring. So now let's check what's happening on the red carpet with my good friend Julie Smith, on-air correspondent, and at all the big events here in Templetown and all over the country. So now, Julie, hey, Julie, what are the trends that you
see? Hello.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Melina. Thank you for having me. And, yeah, definitely, you know, got 2014 off with a bang. First big red carpet event of the year that I was able to host the red carpet and enjoy all the fashion was the Kentucky Derby Prelude Party. Now, this is held each year on the rooftop of the London West Hollywood Hotel in West Hollywood. And it's just super fabulous. You've been there a couple of years now. And just in keeping with what you said, I saw so much individuality. I saw lots of bling, lots of sparkle. And even, you know, what's really interesting and what I like to see is sometimes a little bit of a mixture of that bling and sparkle and kind of the over-the-top mixed in with things that are a little bit unexpected. You know, some people might put that bling on that's very girly and feminine and then pair it with some tough leather or even denim sometimes. But you don't want to go too far with that. Then you kind of get the rhinestone cowboy thing going on. Everything within limits, of course.
Right, that's not in trend this year. Rhinestone cowboy is not.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it really was. It was really, that's one of the fun things for me, being on the red carpet and interviewing the celebrities, is not only to find out what they're up to and what's coming next and kind of get their thoughts on what's happening at the moment, but enjoying all these individual styles. That's the really cool thing about it. And I know you, for example, you always look fantastic. When we met last year on that red carpet for the first time, I think we went on and on about, girl, what are you wearing off camera? Before we even got started. So, and you looked awesome this year in your black sequin. You were just always on point, always bringing it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I can't take any of the credit. I have to give credit to where credit is due, always.
Uh-huh.
And for my outfits for last year and this year, they were provided. I was dressed by the wonderful L&L Boutique located at 1205 North La Brea. They mm-hmm. dressed me last year in that beautiful, was a silver dress, a silver wrap
right.
dress. And this year it was a black sequin little number that was just blinging all over the place.
Right. It was fantastic. And, you know, that's the thing about the LBD never goes out of style. It goes through some transformations. But, you know, the little black dress is just such a staple of every woman's wardrobe, but there are so many variations on that, you know, from the very glamorous and over top to something very simple that you can actually put boots on with if it's the right style. So, but you looked absolutely amazing and beautiful as always. I loved your dress, absolutely. So now I'm glad to know where you got it, so I know where we can find, you know, some more really great fashions.
Exactly. They're always, Ellen always has wonderful, wonderful selections. So you have to come with me one time there, and I'll show you, actually, because that's where my jewelry line is housed and sold for retail.
Yes.
Ellen L. Boutique. My jewelry is Melina Gay Signature Collection, and I wear that all the time. And, and that's where, at this point, that's where it is retail. So you have to come on down to the store. And for all you out there, come on down to Ellen L. Boutique, 1205 North La Brea. Fabulous. Jewelry. And so now, Julie, let me tell you, according to Vogue, the spirit of the spring collection, guess what?
Tell me.
It's vibrant and joyously iconoclastic. So it's a triumph of personality over perfection It's experimentation over timid trend following. So it's exactly what you just said. It's basically pairing the elegant and the classy with the getting that wow factor of, so that's actually what is the trend of what was happening on the runways for spring. So there you
have it. Absolutely. You know what? And I love that. I love the way that you phrase that, the personality over perfection, because I think a lot of us get really wrapped up in that. And I will even say for myself, I've noticed a little bit of that attitude is kind of concentrated. I come from Kentucky, which is, you know, debated whether that's the South or the Midwest, but there's a tendency there. Well, everyone looks fantastic, don't get me wrong, but there's definitely this tendency that everything has to be head-to-toe perfect, perfectly masked, every hair, everything in place, and that's definitely a certain style, but then that personality over perfection, I think what that does is really lend to someone's individual style, and then instead of following what you see necessarily on television or in a magazine, people start to come up with their own style, and then other people are wondering where they came up with that and how they can do that, and that's just letting your own personality kind of dictate it.
Exactly. And it's also, someone shared with me a little while ago, I was having lunch at this wonderful restaurant on Sunset, La Petite, and then I was meeting a friend of mine, and later she said about this person, I can't say the name, but she was dressed beautifully, head to toe, but she was completely coordinated, I mean, just perfection. And then the
little
person said, she goes, oh, you can tell she's gotten really old now. I'm like, wait, what? Because she was, everything matched. She said she matched. She coordinated too completely. And so that's a signature of, I was like, what, that's a signature of the elderly, or is that signature of the well-coordinated? I mean, I'm just saying, I thought it was well-coordinated. But
I tend to think that, I really do think it's an individual thing completely. I mean, I don't necessarily think every time I see someone completely coordinated and matching, it's not that it doesn't look nice. But to me, the idea is to also look effortless. And that, to me, comes across as a little, you tried very hard, which kind of then, to me, takes away from the whole idea of, wow, you just, you know, in the words of Beyonce, I woke up like this. You know, I mean, you know, you just want to look like you can't help it. You just can't help looking fabulous and, you know, whether you're mismatched or, you know, whatever it is, you just don't want it to look like you tried too hard, you know?
Right. Exactly. And that, I think that was what she was saying. And bless her heart, I love her to pieces. It was, okay, since you're just going to pull it out of me, Julie, if you're just going to pull it out of me,
I'm kissing your arm.
It was a fabulously talented Lynn Whitfield. She's absolutely gorgeous.
No way. You're kidding.
It was orange, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And she was, I mean, those shoes from the thing in her hand, she was gorgeous. But my friend said, well, you can, you know, she's completely coordinated. And it wasn't in a negative, because I don't believe in negative. I refuse. It wasn't a negative, but you could tell the difference in generations, let's just
say. Right. It's not negative, but it's noticeable. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you don't, and if it distracts from the, it's going to sound strange, but again, I don't think that looks bad at all. It looks actually very nice, but if it actually distracts, the fact that it's so coordinated distracts from the outfit itself, then we've, you know, we've done a little bit too much.
Right. We've gone a little bit too far. But I can tell you, my grandmother is 92. And, honey, mm-hmm. she puts on her blue suede, her purple leather outfits with the jacket and the pants and the snakeskin boots and her Coach bags to go to the doctor's office and the grocery store.
That's right. That's right. That is a generational thing.
It is. And when we go to McDonald's, all eyes on her and our fur coat.
Oh my goodness. That's where you got your fur coat thing from, because you've been talking about putting your fur coat on for the last week. Well, since I met you, you're like, I need my fur coat. I want my fur coat on because it's kind of cold right now in L.A.
I love all my fur coats, and any reason that I can have to wear them, I wear them all. I love them.
They're my friends.
So, hey, well, we're going to take a quick break. Julie, are you going to stay with us?
Okay.
I'll be here.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. We come right back with celebrity hairstylist Anthony Simpkins, and he's going to talk about what's hot and popping for this spring with hair. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Beauty Pop.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
And we're back with Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and we are chatting with the fabulous Julie Smith. Hey, Julie! And we are also going to be now speaking with celebrity hairstylist Anthony Simpkins. Anthony, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Hey, Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, y'all.
Hello, my friend. Hello, Anthony. This is Julie. Julie, this is Anthony.
Anthony, a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Pleased to meet all you guys.
Let me tell you, Anthony Simpkins, his hands are magic. My nickname for him is Magic Hands.
My hands are moving right now.
They're moving right now. See, he's on an interview and he's creating magic. I mean, I just sit down in his chair, and it is just amazing what this man is able to do with scissors as far as cutting and styles. But also, I've watched him do weaves, and he is the miracle worker on weaves. So, Anthony, tell us. Where did you get your training? What was your inspiration for becoming a hairstylist? And then tell us what the heck is happening and hot and popping in hair for spring.
Well, first of all, I kind of started pressing hair when I was like 14 years old. My mom had me pressing her hair. And next thing you know, from pressing one piece to another, next thing you know, I was pressing the whole head. And then just by waiting in a hair salon with her, it's this guy named Ellis. I don't know whatever happened to Ellis, but it's a guy named Ellis who I really used to look up to. He used to do my mom's hair, and he used to do a lot of different stars' hair. I don't know whatever happened to Ellis, but then progressed in just the hair industry, I went to hair school. I went to Pacific Beauty College with Mr. Goins, and he's real, real strict. And from there on, I just started participating in a lot of hair shows and stuff and getting into a lot of hair shows. I wasn't weaving back then, but now I'm doing a whole lot of weave and short hair and upcoming hair shows and stuff. I'm in a hair show called Hair in Motion, which is on February 9th, Sunday, February 9th, upcoming. I'm going to throw down that day, Sunday, February 9th. But as far as I hooked up with Melina Gay, I do her hair. I have her whipped up. She's beautiful every day. So, therefore, I'm always busy in the shop. I have my own hair salon right on 43rd Street, right off of Crenshaw. I stay busy, appointments. They can always call me. I have Instagram, One Hair King. The hair, name of my hair shop is One Hair King. A lot of inspiration, a lot of motivation, waterfalls all through the hair salon. I love it.
It really is a beautiful environment, Anthony. What you've done to your salon is just nothing short of, I mean, it's a complete 360 transformation from the previous one. It's a hair experience. And what you do, and let me share with everyone, is that when he washes your hair, it's literally like that commercial, dude. You know that commercial. That commercial.
Oh, wow.
When Anthony washes your hair and his fingers get in that scalp, OMG. It is an experience.
Who needs a spa day? You have your spa treatment right there in the salon.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what he's able to, in his training, Anthony, I actually didn't know that you had all that training and expertise in. I just know that what you're able to do is nothing short of, from when people walk in there and when they leave, it is a miracle. It is what it is. Now, congratulations on your upcoming hair show. You said that's going to be February 9th. Now, are people just able to, where is it going to be? And are there tickets? Or how would anyone be able to see your work?
It's going to be at the Marriott Hotel and Resort, 5855 West Century Boulevard. And that's, near the airport, sounds like. Yeah, near the airport.
Ah, okay, okay. I
yeah, 5855 West Century Boulevard.
Now, let me ask you this.
At the Marriott.
Okay, and that's this Sunday, February 9th, at what time?
Sunday. It starts at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7.
And where
now,
is
I have a
website?
Question. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Julie.
I just had a quick question. What type of work will you be doing at this show? Will we be able to see, you know, your short hair styling, or will you be working with weave, or what exactly will happen?
I'll be showing off my short hairstyles and weave
okay.
in different weaving techniques and stuff, and I specialize in closures and stuff like that.
Mhm. Okay.
So, it's going to be a lot of that going on. So, I'll be demonstrating some cuts, showing some of my weave techniques.
Mhm.
So.
Now, I think that's really good for a lot of people to see, just especially if they're considering a weave. Like I have a weave in now, but there are so many different techniques, and people get a little overwhelmed and confused and not sure what they should be doing. So I think that's great that they can kind of take a look and see exactly what it is that you do and find out what might be the best route for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Anthony, quickly, what are some of the techniques that you can do for if you have a weave? Like I don't wear my weave anymore. I loved it when I had it. But what are some of the techniques that people with weaves are able to do?
Main thing is hiding that weft, and you know you can. It's basically how you part the hair off. Some people want to wear their hair in a ponytail. Some people want to work out, be able to pull the hair in a ponytail. Some people just want to put all the hair in and still want to be able to pull the hair in a back ponytail, maybe a little lower, but. You know, it's all kind of ways, but it all depends on how you're wearing your hair every day and if you're working out and just how you're wearing it upkeep every day.
Now, Anthony, Julie and I were having a discussion this morning about, like, ooh, it's one of those hair days today. And I have short hair, and I was like, what would you suggest for those days where you just have,
Yeah, you know. They have like some they have not like a gel, but it's like a controlling gel, which is not as thick as the gel. And, you know, you can kind of put it in there, and it's a controlling gel, so you can kind of style your hair into maybe a push style sometimes, sometimes like a push wave style. That works a lot of times. And then it kind of dries kind of fast. The styling, the controlling gel kind of dries pretty fast.
Nice.
Prevent you from catching colds and stuff like that, getting pneumonia, like stuff like that.
Yeah, we don't need that. Anybody got time for that?
No.
That's going to allow catching colds. Well, that's a good tip. That's a really good tip.
What's
the name of the gel?
I always suggest the push waves. Or some type of moisturizer. You want to keep the hair moisture, especially in this time of weather. You know, everything is chapped. The skin is chapped. The feet chapped. Everything is chapped. Mm-hmm. So everything is like moisture right now. Moisture conditioner, moisturizers, and, you know, just keeping the hair moist. From snapping and breaking from being so dry.
You know, let me ask you this question. Now, I know for people with different textures of hair, they, you know, right now we're specifically talking about African American hair, but Caucasian hair is different. Now, they have what's called a top dry shampoo, and that helps their blowouts extend longer. It absorbs oil, and it uplifts their roots. And I've just been made aware that there's a new thing called dry conditioner. It's nourishing and detangling and shine restoring, this new dry conditioner. Now, have you ever heard, do you work on Caucasian hair? And have you ever heard of dry shampoo, dry conditioner?
Yes, ma'am. I work on any type of hair. I'm excellent. As far as I'm concerned, a lot of people straighten their hair out. I always straighten the hair out no matter what. We straighten the hair out. We do a cut on it. Everything is straight, basically. Their hair is straight. We straighten our hair. We cut it into a style. You know, it's just that, you know, we might rock ours lot different.
Okay. The hair is hair.
Different, but, you know, it's all the same. Okay. It's all the same. It's just different texture.
That, speaking of, you know, moisturizing and just keeping the hair protected from the elements, whether, you know, especially in this weather, another thing is the thermal styling. There are so many different thermal styling products out there. I had the weave-in, right now I have a full weave, so none of my hair is actually, my natural hair is actually exposed. But when I do a partial weave or when I'm wearing my natural hair, I'm always very concerned about the damage from the heat styling, yet I don't know how to style my hair without some sort of heat product. What's the best kind of thermal styling? And I'm always looking for a spray because there are lots of thermal styling gels and more liquidy lotion type of things that I find, but then I find that hard to style because then my hair's wet, you know?
Okay, well, they have the plug-in curlers.
Mm-hmm.
They have the plug-in curlers. They have the plug-in flat iron, opposed to putting it on the stove and, you know, using that.
Yep.
You can use the plug-ins. They work good.
Okay, now what about, but I mean, there are products that you can spray on the hair to protect it from the heat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm, like you'll find those out and about. Like sometimes it's an aerosol spray. Sometimes it's more like a lotion.
Yeah, and I use something like a leave-in Moroccan oil. I always leave like a leave-in Moroccan oil or some type of moisturizer or a deep shine or heat defense or something like that.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
I always use something like a heat protector, something like a polisher, something. It kind of protects the hair, kind of coats the hair. Then, you know, you could suggest a clear cellophane or some type of cellophane, any color cellophane. That's like a conditioner to the hair. That's going to condition the hair. That's going to leave an extra coat on the hair. That's going to strengthen the hair. Then always use your leave-in.
Okay.
Always use
All good tips, for sure.
All good tips. Thank you, Anthony, so much. Thank you so much for sharing those wonderful tips. And we're going to
definitely be sure to try to get out to the hair show on Sunday. That's February the 9th at the Marriott LAX. And you said your Instagram is the number one hair king, and people can go on Instagram and see some of the fabulous styles that you've been able to do, right?
Yes, and my telephone number is area code 323-228-4824.
Okay, say it one more time. That's 323.
228-4824.
Okay, you got it. Well, hopefully.
Thank you, and I'll thank you guys for having me on your show. And love to see you at the Marriott February 9th, Sunday. I'm going to be throwing down.
Okay. Like you always do, Mr. Magic Hands.
Throwing down.
Always do. It's going down. Well, thank you so much for being on the show this week, and we'll talk to you another time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, hey, Dooley, now next we're going to jump. We only have a few minutes left. So we're going to jump really quickly into skincare. Now, skincare is tremendously important. We all know we've got to take care of this, this outer layer of our dermis. So now next week we're going to talk about night repair and night repair skin cream and a special cream that is promoted by my good friend Rita Gray from Betty White's show Off Their Rockers. That show is absolutely hysterical. Now, she's promoting a product. Rita is hysterical in and of herself, but she is promoting a product that is nothing short of absolutely miraculous. Now, I've tried it myself, and it works. It literally
has. Well, I was going to say, your skin looks fantastic, so whatever, it'd be smart to try whatever you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I can also tell you it's about that product that Rita will talk about next week, but also facials. You've got to maintain your skin by getting consistent facials. Exfoliating and peels are really extremely, extremely important. Now, facials can be expensive sometimes, and sometimes money is not always free-flowing. You know, I understand that, but you can do some facials at home, but you can't do a peel at home. A peel is like an acid peel.
You want to leave a peel to a professional. Yes, those are actually combinations of different types of acids that do anywhere from a very mild to a deeper exfoliation. So, yeah, you have to have a licensed esthetician to do that. But, a peel is an accelerated exfoliation. So if you can help the process along at home and do what you can at home, then that's definitely better than nothing. So
exactly. Better than nothing. And I can tell you a couple of home remedies. I'm actually going to try one of these tonight. There are two different types of masks. There's a banana honey mask where you take one banana and you mash one banana with 2 teaspoons of honey and leave on your face for 10 or 15 minutes. And then you rinse
that
it with warm water and a washcloth. And what it does is the honey fights acne, and the bananas have antioxidants, and that they are what's used to refresh your skin.
Okay, that's an easy one to do at home and not very expensive.
Right, and here's the other one is a banana oatmeal mask. And all you do is mash that same banana with a half a cup of warm oatmeal. And you mix that together, the banana and the oatmeal, and no, you're not going to eat it. You add 1 or 2 tablespoons of honey, and then you let it cool, and then you let the mixture cool and then apply it to your face. You leave it on for 10 to 15 minutes and rinse it with warm water. And what happens is the banana, again, that has antioxidants, and that rejuvenates your skin. The oatmeal softens and smooths your skin.
Right.
And the honey, again, that dries up the blemishes and acne.
Well, they both, again, I love the fact that these are easy to do at home. You can just reach right into your cabinet or make a quick trip to the grocery store without breaking the bank. So, there's something that everyone can do, even if you can't make it out to a spa.
Exactly. And we're going to give one last tip now as far as makeup. Now, Sofia Vergara, we all love her and know her as a fabulous bombshell. Well, she has 8 rules for how to be a bombshell. And we're going to do the first 4 this week and the next 4 next week. So the first 4.
Let's hit them all at some point, please. I said let's hit all 8 points at some point, please, because whatever she's doing, I want to learn.
Hello. That's why I'm reading them so we can all learn from her.
Absolutely.
Number 1 is wear heels. Flats are for the unflirtatious.
Well,
okay.
I sometimes disagree with that. You know, you can if you have sexy hot flats, then that's a different type of thing. It depends on your outfit. But she says definitely wear heels. Number two is just like you said earlier, Julie, mess up your hair just a little. It's sexier that way.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
As you said, Beyonce said, I wake up this way.
I woke up like this. That's right.
And number three is sexy is a state of mind. Believe you're sexy and you are. Dream
absolutely.
It and see it. There it is. And number four, if you got it, honey, flaunt it. Have nice legs, wear a short skirt.
Yes.
That's what Sophia says. Those are her top four rules for being a bombshell. And that concludes our show for today.
I'll tell you, this has been great. I'm over here taking notes because just in this short half hour, you know, I've got some ideas I need to talk about my hair, you know, and let me see if I, you know, can try this, try that. I've got new facials to try and some fashion trends to kind of incorporate into my wardrobe. So this has been really, really informative.
Oh, good. Well, good. Yay. That's what it's
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
thank you for all that.
Being informative and fun. And thank you for what you bring to the table and for sharing your insight and expertise on as far as the red carpet and the trends and fashions. And, you know, it's been an absolutely fabulous show. So with that, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Anthony, for joining us. And we'll see you next time on Beauty Pop.
We'll see you next time.
This is your host, Mimi Gay, signing off.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., what would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kidstown Live Radio Show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Friday, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kidstown Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.